Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yeah, it's definitely the golden era of Kansas City sports. No question.
Think about the last decade, man.
Yeah, go back to what the Royals were able to accomplish in 2015. We have all talked about how that was a long time ago, but it is an unbelievable time, especially for those even in our audience that are a little bit older though as well that listen.
How long did you wait?
There was that 50-year gap, as we know, for the Chiefs, and prior to that, there was a 30-year gap for the Royals, let's be honest, starting with Andy Reid on the Chiefs front when he got hired, and then of course drafting Patrick Mahomes and having a Hall of Fame tight end and Travis Kelce, like that. The path going forward as well. Like this is, you're right. Enjoy this, but we're probably going to have
how high can we go?
Yeah. There's probably going to be a lot of these amazing moments for the next decade. But you definitely want to appreciate it because you don't know. It is weird. Like when they won in 2019 in Miami, at that point, we're like, oh, they're going to go to a couple more of these, but you don't know for sure.
Now they have been to two more.
They have been to two more. And now obviously the question is, can they win another one? Right. We'll have 2 weeks to discuss that. But going to three in general, three and four is two, but three and four is the thing that matters.
You know, one thing we do a lot in sports is we'll always, when you accomplish something like this, we'll do this exercise where we say, if I would have told you before the season that Marcus Kemp would be playing snaps in the AFC Championship game and they would go to the Super Bowl, you'd take that all day. I'm like, yeah, but that's not how it works. Like when we approach our goals, we reevaluate them and we change them. And that's what's kind of happened with the Chiefs. But I think you're right. It is important to realize that there are a lot of really, 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 really talented quarterbacks we've seen over the last 20 years that don't have the accomplishments that Mahomes has already done in five years.
Look at the example right now, of course, is Aaron Rodgers and the Packers. We'll see. They might end up trading him this offseason.
He's already played in more Super Bowls than both of those guys. Mm-hmm. They're first ballot Hall of Famers.
If Patrick Mahomes gets a win in 2 weeks in Arizona, he'll have the same amount of Super Bowls as Peyton Manning.
27 years old.
Manning.
Patrick Mahomes is 27.
He's already played in as many Super Bowls, and he's already played in as many AFC title games. Again, not even 30 yet. He was, again, the oldest quarterback in the AFC field, which is funny in its own right, but it's just the way it is. You have to remember how few quarterbacks and coaches win multiple titles. It just doesn't happen.
And Mahomes is going to pick up his second MVP award next Thursday. I mean, he's going to add that to his
How many quarterbacks have won multiple MVPs?
Going into that, going into the Super Bowl, he'll already have another MVP before he even steps on the field in Phoenix. And
is this a good time for the list real quick? Do you want the list of multiple Super Bowl winning quarterbacks?
Yeah, go for it.
Tom Brady, Joe Montana, Terry Bradshaw, Troy Aikman, Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, John Elway, Jim Pluckett, Bob Greasy, Roger Staubach, and Bart Starr. That would be pretty good company to get your second. Those are all, if you win two, you are an automatic Hall of Famer, which I think Mahomes is anyway. I think he'd retire tomorrow, he'd be in.
Correct.
First ballot. I think he would, they'd put him in immediately. They'd just be like, yeah, we don't care that you only played 5 years. You're in. Mm-hmm. Just handshake, fine by us.